the importance of the resurrection, the fact of the resurrection, the method of the resurrection, and finally, we want to encourage you to take comfort in the meaning of the resurrection. I want to look at some certainties. As we go toward the end of the text here in verses 51 to 53, first of all, the mystery is revealed. The mystery, something that was not fully comprehended and fully developed, is now being revealed to you and me through the scriptures here. Behold, he says in verse 51, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. The mystery is that it is not just that Jesus was resurrected, it's because he was resurrected, you too will be resurrected to new life, eternal life, if you believe. Yes, we can sit here and as I prayed earlier, churches all around the world are celebrating and recognizing the resurrection of Jesus. And many churches are preaching the gospel. But the fact of the matter is you must believe that this is true. And the meaning of this is so real that if you don't, you will be separated from God for eternity. Did you catch the certainty of this passage? Verse 51. I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed. Verse 52. The trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable. We shall be changed. The perishable body must put on the imperishable. The mortal body must put on immortality. There is a certainty here. You can be assured of these truths as fact. The mystery is revealed. Here's another certainty, and that is the strength of death is broken. Verse 54. When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. I heard, maybe you've heard this, that Daddy was driving along and Junior and Sissy were in the back seat and car seats, and they're driving along, and there's a bee. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, there's a bee in the car. There's a bee in the car. And Dad reaches out and grabs the bee and stings him in the palm of his hand, and he shakes the bee off, and the bee kind of flounders around a little bit. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, the bee's still alive. The bee's still alive. Daddy's like, don't worry about it. He can't sting twice. And he stung me on my hand. That's what death. Death can't sting twice. Death has lost its sting and finality. The grave has no victory for those who believe. The grave is not defeat. Again, as I said earlier, and we shared just three recent funeral services, absent from this body, present with the Lord. Right? Just that. And yet, there is a resurrection. When we go to the graveside, we read this passage of Scripture and say, there is a resurrection for the believer to new life. For the believer, death is the death of death. I wish I had thought of that. I don't know where I got that. Somebody came up with that. But death is the death of death. It can only sting once. And there's a resurrection. Here's another certainty, and that is the only way to victory is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He won the victory, therefore you share in that victory with him. We're going to have some baptisms next Sunday. We're excited about that. Those individuals are saying, I want you to know that I identify with Jesus. He's a reality in my life. And I, when I trusted Christ as Savior, I died with him and I'm raised again to new life. I identify with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. And the only way to share in that victory is by receiving him, by trusting in him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. By belief, by trusting in him. 2 Peter 2:24, 25 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep and have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 John 1:7 says, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Based on these truths concerning the resurrection, there's hope. The fact that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. We serve a risen Savior. There's hope. Whatever it is you face, whatever it is you're going through, there's victory. I think of those who have struggled, for example, with addictions. I want you to know there's victory over that. Why? Because there's victory, because of the victory Christ had over sin and death and the cross. There's victory for whatever sin might easily beset you. Lay it aside. Why? Because of the victory of the cross. Because of the resurrection. Death no longer reigns over you. That should encourage you and give you hope. And as you continue in that, you can live life without fear. You don't have to wonder, does he love me or does he love me not? No, you live in light of victory. Again, there's hope in that, that confidence, the surety of that. Look at verse 58. Therefore, because of these truths, my beloved brothers, he's speaking to you and me that know the Lord, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Serving the Lord is the greatest investment that you can make in eternity. Serving the Lord in this life is the greatest investment you can make in eternity, because you know that your labor in the Lord, you're serving the Lord as a believer in Jesus Christ, counts for eternity. It's not in vain. And it's all because of the resurrection. And as we say, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray now that you would work in our hearts in these truths, through these truths. I pray that you would open eyes that maybe may have been struggling with the reality of this truth, and that it's not just a crutch to get people through life. The resurrection is a fact by which we live, and by which we function in life with hope. And again, not just hope for this life, but hope for eternity. With heads bowed and eyes closed, if there's anyone here that you struggle with, you're not certain of your salvation through Jesus Christ, and maybe you still even have questions about this, we want to help you with that. Or maybe you say, you know what, no, this has helped me. I want to trust Christ as Savior. We want to encourage you in that. I'll be down front here while we sing this last hymn, and just say, hey, I just want to pray with someone. I'll have someone take you aside and pray with you, answer any questions you may have. Maybe as a believer, you say, you know what, I've been not walking with the Lord. I want to begin to walk with him faithfully. Help me with that. I'll be in the welcome area after the service as well. Again, just talk with me and we'll have someone take you aside and pray with you. Wouldn't it be a great day that you would turn your heart over to the Lord on this Easter Sunday. Father, work in all of our hearts. Encourage us and strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen.